born in 1919 at the end of World War I in Wisconsin on Independence Day. I've been blessed with kids and grandkids, great-granddaughters, great-grandsons. So I guess the good Lord hears me when I pray. I've worked on huge jet engines and the planes of World War II, space telescopes and missions that the astronauts flew. But this life remains a mystery, there's so much that's still unknown. But there's one thing I know for sure, we're not alone. You see, I believe in angels more and more as years go by. I believe one day we'll all have wings and fly. From Chicago to New Guinea, to the surface of the moon, I left my mark. I've been a part of some amazing things. You could say I spent my whole life making angel wings. Yes, it's angels who have been there when I needed them most. And I do believe they're sent from up above. They help us hear the word of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They guide our hand and shower us with love. But there's one I met right here on earth I never can forget. The one I gave my heart to, my perfect sweet Georgette. My partner in this dance of life, and each night I dream of when I'll get to hold her close beside me and we'll dance again. Because I believe in angels more and more as years go by. I believe one day we'll all have wings and fly. From Chicago to New Guinea, to the surface of the moon, I left my mark. I've been a part of some amazing things. Could say I spent my whole life making angel wings. My parents named me Ed, my old friends call me Red, and I think that great grandpa's the sweetest name of all. So the Lord can pick and choose any name he wants to use when it's time for me to heed the call. You see, I believe in angels more and more as years go by, and I believe that we can all achieve amazing things. So I guess I spent my whole life making angel wings.